Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey guys, what's up? What's up? How the heck are you guys doing today? Thanks for joining me for episode number 18 of the Private Labeler Show. Super stoked that you're here. Glad that you're spending a few minutes of your day with me and opening up your ears and your mind to all things Amazon. As you know, the Private Labeler Show podcast is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business this year. So that's kind of the tagline and the motto of the podcast. And again, just super thrilled that you're here. Hopefully we can provide you some value today. I do have an interview to kind of play for you that I did, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, I just want to jump into a quick iTunes review. So we are on iTunes, and I'm just going to read this review that just came across and share that with you. This review was done by T78RX7, and the headline is, "This information is gold." And it says, "Nick provides you with information that you can take far if you do your part and take action. In addition, he has been extremely helpful in his Facebook group page, giving thorough, well-thought-out answers to questions from group members." So thank you so much. I appreciate that quick comment and a review. Super excited to see new ones coming in. So if you guys haven't left a comment or a review on iTunes, please do so. It helps out tremendously. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube or Stitcher, you know, drop a review or drop a comment in there. I would greatly appreciate it. Love reading all those. So thank you. Appreciate that. Also, if you go over to privatelabelershow.com, he mentioned a Facebook group. Check out privatelabelershow.com, and there's a Facebook link in there. Click on it and join the Facebook Mastermind group. Would absolutely love to have you in there. So if you have questions, or you want to just join the community and just start the conversation with other Amazon sellers, you can definitely do that. So this interview that I did with my friend Mac from Bangkok, Thailand, I'm going to play in just a second here, but I want to give you a little bit of a heads up on who Mac is. You know, Mac, like I said, he lives in Bangkok, Thailand, and about a year ago, he started an Amazon business, an Amazon, you know, FBA business. And he's got a kind of a cool story how he went from literally like $2,000 in his bank account to all the way over to $100,000 plus in profits in his first year while selling on Amazon. So that's pretty awesome the way I see it. So how many of you out there listening right now would love to be in that position where you kind of start with a little bit and you turn it into, you know, a $100,000 plus business in the matter of a year? So I think pretty much the vast majority of people listening would love to be in that position. So Mac definitely made it happen. He took action and essentially, you know, changed his life a little bit. He's into travel and kind of living the digital laptop lifestyle. He likes to do all that kind of stuff. And with an Amazon business, he essentially just needs his laptop and some Wi-Fi, and you know, he can be running his business from anywhere in the world, just like you guys can too, and just like I can. So you know, Mac is also a big believer in having the right mental attitude towards success and having the right knowledge to succeed. So, you know, in talking to Mac, you know, he just followed some courses and followed some steps, just followed the process that others taught him or showed him. And he didn't really veer off from that. He just kind of just, you know, did what he was told. And his results are astounding. I mean, over $100,000 in profit in his first year while selling on Amazon is something to get excited about. He's also a huge fan of outsourcing. He's got some virtual assistants that do a lot of the work for him, you know, in terms of product research and talking to suppliers and things like that. So I thought that was really important. And, you know, that's kind of the right mindset to have as you want to scale and grow your business. You can definitely automate and outsource a lot of the daily and weekly tasks with your Amazon business. So we'll just jump right into it here. This is the interview that I did with my friend Mac. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Private Labeler Show. And today we have a super amazing guest by the name of Mac coming to us all the way from Thailand. Now, Mac has been selling on Amazon since March of 2015, and he has managed a profit over $100,000 in his first year selling on Amazon. Very exciting stuff. Now, welcome to the show, Mac.
Hey, Nick. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, glad to have you. Glad to have you. So for all the Private Labeler Show listeners, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, kind of how things came to be with your adventures online and how you kind of rolled out into Amazon and just the whole nine yards with that?
Sure. As you mentioned, I found Amazon around 2015. So that's when my product started arriving, and that's in March last year. But before that, I already started trying out this making money online thing since 2013. And at first I was trying out affiliate marketing and SEO and, you know, and all that stuff, but it totally didn't work out. And I kind of spent quite a lot of money. At one point I owed my mom around $7,000, which was a lot at the time. And I just, you know, I just made mistake after another mistake until I found Amazon by the end of 2014. So yeah, just before that, I was dealing with affiliate marketing and I was making money, you know, a little bit here and there, maybe a few hundred bucks, maybe a few thousand bucks tops. But the money was never stable and I never really had real success with it. So that's why I started shifting to Amazon. And okay. Then that's where everything started to look much better.
Gotcha. And then you're very interested in kind of travel and you really like the digital kind of laptop nomad lifestyle when it comes to running an online business from your laptop and when you have the time and the means to be able to kind of travel around a little bit, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I picked online marketing and that's why I didn't, you know, go get a job somewhere. Because I really wanted the freedom, which was the most important thing, and the ability to make money anywhere, or the ability to travel and not having to worry about making money because the money comes in every day. So yeah, that's why I picked online marketing.
Awesome. And I think we were talking not too long ago, and weren't you just recently in Bali, or where were you recently?
Recently, I was in Vietnam. That was almost a month ago.
Okay. And so you just kind of like to get out and travel and do your thing and make money on Amazon, right? That's kind of what you're all about lately, right?
Yeah. I usually, you know, my life, I just want to focus on traveling and doing other stuff and not working all the time. So that's why I picked Amazon, because after you set it up one time, you can make money from that for months and years without having to do anything, basically. Like, your only job is actually to check the inventory just to make sure that you're not running out of any items. Like, literally, that's it. So if your inventory is still full, then you have nothing to worry about and you can do whatever you want.
Now, how did you actually find Amazon? Because you said that you were, I think you were like setting up some websites before, you were doing some affiliate marketing. You said that you had some decent success with it, but it wasn't consistent. Now, how did you actually stumble across selling on Amazon with like private labeling and Amazon FBA?
Well, like I mentioned, I found it in 2014. And at the time, a lot of marketers, online marketers, we're promoting this like crazy. So I think I stumbled on one webinar where this guy was promoting Amazon. I can't remember his name, but I think, you know, it's been a while, so I can't really remember what happened there. But all I remember is that I found this webinar where this guy was promoting Amazon, and he was saying that selling physical products is a lot easier than selling digital products. That was kind of his pitch. And so I was interested in that because I was trying to sell digital products before and it was really hard, at least to me anyway. And I just didn't really find success with that. So as soon as he said that physical products is a lot easier to sell, then I jumped in. That was the only reason why I jumped in.
Nice. And then did you take like you said, somebody was doing like a webinar or whatever. Did you end up purchasing like a course, or how did you start teaching or learning how to do all things Amazon, like getting your products out there? Like, was there one specific, YouTube channel or course that you went by?
Yes, there are two courses. The first one is the Amazing Selling Machine, which is, a very famous course that everyone knows.
Sure.
And the second one is this great marketer by Tanner Larson. He did a seven or eight hour webinar on Amazon, and it's really good. So I use only these two courses to help me.
So you had some guides there to kind of show you what to do and how to go about things, and obviously it's worked out for you. Now, we talked a little bit about your success that you've had in, let's say, roughly a year. You started in, I think you said it was like March of 2015. Can you kind of just tell the audience like some of the successes that you've had so far? I mean, I know that your blog and from our conversations, you've profited roughly $100,000 in 1 year, which is pretty darn awesome as far as I'm concerned. But what were some of your early successes? You said you got in March. Did things take off right away, or was there kind of a lot of learning curves, or, what was that like when you first started?
I think it's important for the listeners to understand first that before I dived into Amazon, I was trying a lot of stuff before, and that was around 2 years, I think, 2 years before I started doing Amazon. So it was 2 years of struggle, 2 years of trying to find out what's going to work for me. And then when I found Amazon, the fortunate thing was that I picked the right product right off the bat. It was later to be a big ass winner product. So it started taking off right off the bat in March. I think by the end of March, I was making $100 to $150 in net profit. And then the next month was like $1,000 in net profit as well. And then the month after that was a few thousand. And then, it just went from there.
And were you adding like more and more products then on top of that product that you first started with?
I did, but the majority of my income came from those few products that I picked.
Gotcha.
From the first few months.
And you, I think when I was reading a little bit about your journey, you started with not a whole lot of money, right? I think it was like around $1,000. That's what you kind of started with your first product and shipping and all that. Is that true?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, because I was struggling for around 2 years and I made a lot of mistakes, and then I owed my mom $10,000. And so in my bank, I had around $2,000 left before doing Amazon. So I knew that I had to limit my financial risk as much as possible, because $2,000 was not a lot, if you want to invest and if you want to do online business. So I was thinking that, okay, my first product has to be cheap. A lot of people who are doing Amazon, they like to say that they're sourcing a few thousand dollar worth of product right off the bat. But for me, definitely that was not gonna happen, because I didn't have that kind of money. So I knew that I had to pick products that were cheap enough, including shipping, that would be less than $2,000, preferably $1,000, and that's why I did.
Okay, and I do get that question, and I'm sure you do too, and we've all thought it first getting into Amazon. It's like, how much is this going to cost me when I first start? And there really is no good answer on that. I tell people that it's all about your budget currently. And a lot of times when people say to me personally, like, hey, I don't have a whole lot of money to spend, if, you know, very little at all. What can you say is like a minimum amount? I usually kind of tell people, hey, maybe like $1,000 you could actually get started for, even less really, just to kind of get your foot in the door. So you're kind of, you know, from experience here, you've done it with just starting out with $1,000, and, you know, obviously it would have been great if you had a little bit more to start out with, but that's what your budget kind of allowed, right? $1,000, and you kind of made it happen from there.
Yes. Right now, you actually, some of my products, they cost only $500, including shipping. So yeah, definitely, if you have around $1,000, you're good to go. You don't need a few $1,000 and that kind of money to get started.
So once, if the product hits and does well, then obviously you'll be making some money that you can, you know, immediately reinvest back in for more inventory, which is great. Now, you mentioned a lot about your first product was a big success, right? Like it did really well, and which is mm-hmm. awesome. What were some of your tips for finding that winning product to first start out? Because a lot of people also realize, okay, I have to pick a good product here, and they have to follow these steps, and they get a little nerve, you know, kind of off put because there's so many different things that they're thinking about. They want to go into all these different categories, and they're just nervous to make the wrong decision, but they know they got to pick a good product. What are some of your tips that you could tell the audience or the listeners out there that led you to finding like a winning product?
For me, I follow the product selection criteria from Tanner Larson. So he listed all the criteria that you need to follow before you select a product, right? Like it has to be small, lightweight. It has to be, Jesus, what else? I can't remember.
Small, lightweight, pretty simple, right? Not complex.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing electronics, because that would be complicated. Yeah, there's like 7 to 8 criteria he listed. So as long as you follow that, most of the time you'll be okay. I think that's how I did. You know, I didn't do anything spectacular or anything creative. I just follow the system that that these courses have laid out for me.
Okay. Now what was the your price point that you were selling on Amazon? Like, what was that like? Because I know a lot of gurus out there, courses, they'll kind of say, hey, you want to make sure that you're selling for on Amazon at least like $15. That way that leaves, you know, some profit for you after all the fees and everything. So what were some of those price points that you were shooting for when you first started?
It's between $20 to $35, and my net profit per product is usually $10 at least.
Okay, so per sale you're making $10, which is great. And so essentially what you're saying is you're just following the criteria. You're filtering and narrowing down and just following what you kind of been taught, right? With, you know, as long as it meets specific, like you said, the 7 points, everything is good mm-hmm. to go if the math works out, correct?
Yep, exactly. You don't have to, you don't have to be, you know, creative or doing something different or anything like that. Just follow what these guys have been telling you, and you'll be good to go. Now, the hard part is selecting that product that fits in with all the criteria. That's the hard part, because some products, they might be lightweight, but they might be electronics, for example. You know, so it's gonna take you a while to find that product that fits in with all the criteria. But if you can do that, then you're good to go.
Did you, when you were looking for your first product, were you kind of just doing everything by hand, or did you use any tools to help you find and sift through product ideas?
No, everything was by hand. Because I was still new to that, I didn't really know much about the tools available.
Okay.
So everything was manual.
So it probably took a little while, right? Kind of crunching all the numbers by hand.
Yeah, I think it took me a few weeks to get the first product going.
Okay. And now, what would you say, we all make mistakes when it comes to anything, right? Like, especially online business and things like that. It's like, you're always learning and you're kind of screwing up all the time, and, you know, nothing's ever perfect. But as far as Amazon's concerned, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've made so far, do you think? You've been selling for about a year on Amazon. I'm certain you probably made at least a mistake or two. What were some of those mistakes, so the listeners kind of know, or maybe could learn from your mistake?
There was a, for example, there was a lot of communication problems when dealing with the Chinese suppliers, you know, because a lot of them just don't speak good English at all. And you kind of have to translate your sentences in an easy way so that they can understand. So one of the things that I struggled with the most was actually trying to communicate with them, because they just would not get the easiest thing that I tried to communicate.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think we've all been there with that. Was it just kind of a matter of figuring it out, or did you kind of come across like an easy way to communicate that actually worked in the end?
Yeah, so right now I don't do that anymore. I outsource this to my VA, but I tell my VAs that when you communicate with them, you kind of have to make sure that your sentences are very easy to understand. So easy that a five-year-old can understand that.
Gotcha. So that's important, yeah, because somebody that's listening to this right now, they maybe haven't even reached out to a supplier yet, or maybe somebody that's frustrated with it. Because, I think we've all dealt with different suppliers over time where the communication's just difficult. And I know specifically sometimes if the communication isn't correct and I feel it's going to be complex going forward, I'll just move on to another supplier. I won't even bother with it because I know there's a lot of other suppliers out there that I can work with. And, you know, usually there's, if you're looking for a specific product, there's, you know, a whole bunch of different suppliers and factories that are willing to help you out. But yeah, I agree. You got to keep things as basic as you can. And I know for me personally, I do have suppliers that I talk with that whoever I'm talking with on the other end, the communication is flawless. Like, their English is very good. But I think that's kind of almost a rarity, really, right?
Yeah, definitely. If you found one, you keep that one.
Yeah, definitely. So communication for all the listeners out there, it's going to be a struggle, but just keep pushing forward. And if you have issues, just kind of move on to a different supplier if you feel it's going to be complicated. Because you got to think, if it was hard enough originally just communicating some basic things to them, what if you start placing orders with them? And then what if things go wrong and you need to change things? Then it's just going to be a mess. So communication is definitely important. How many products do you currently have right now?
I have around 11 products.
Okay. And are you doing anything with brands? Like, are you building up a brand right now? Or are you just kind of with the shotgun method where you're just putting products as long as they work? It doesn't really matter which category. Like, what's your method for that? Are you building any brands right now? Or
Right now, I'm trying to diversify my traffic sources because I am relying only on Amazon traffic alone. And that's never a good feeling. So right now I'm trying to experiment with Facebook ads to help boost sales and also to be as a backup. But in terms of brand building, I'm not doing anything like that yet. I just want to go to this step first. I just want to diversify stuff first, and then I'll go to that later.
Gotcha. So you got about 11 total products. Have you picked any products so far that didn't work out so well, or you just kind of had to forget about it, or have all your products done pretty well?
I have around 80% that are making money. For the other 20%, I'm still waiting if they're going to make money or not. I'm still waiting. I'm not sure if they're going to be losers or winners.
Gotcha. You mentioned that you have a virtual assistant. What do you have that virtual assistant do in your business?
Well, one of the first things when you start making money is to outsource a lot of your tasks to your VA so they can help you. First of all, contact the Chinese suppliers, because that's a pain in the ass. And also they can help pick products as well. So you can give them an outline of products that that fit the criteria, and then you just let them find those products for you, and then you're gonna screen them later, of course.
What you mainly have them doing, just kind of looking for products for you and communicating with suppliers, or do you have them doing additional tasks in your business?
Yes, additional tasks also, like right now I'm trying to set up an account in the UK so that I can sell in the amazon.co.uk. And for this type of task, my VA needs to hire an accountant to help me set up with the VAT number, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, the VAT taxes. I hear that's exciting.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. It's magical. I love it. I love the whole process.
Hence why you have a virtual assistant doing it for you, right?
Definitely. I would not be here if my VA didn't help, because I'm almost done with the registration, and my VA has helped so much. Yeah, because it's a pain. Everyone knows that.
Now, we're quite a bit into 2016 already, coming up on April here. Do you have any goals for 2016 in terms of how many products you want to have, or how much total revenue or profit, or, you know, do you have anything kind of set aside as a plan that you want to achieve by the end of the year in terms of just overall business, or anything you want to talk about with that?
My main goal for this year is very simple, is to be able to diversify my traffic sources, and one of them is Facebook. So I just want to be able to profit from Facebook.
Okay. So have you started anything with that you've learned so far, or you're kind of just learning in general how to get started with Facebook?
I tried Facebook before, like a year or two ago, and that didn't work out, but now I have more experience, so hopefully I will make it work. I've already spent, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars already, so I hope it's going to pay back soon. But yeah, Facebook, it's another beast in itself, so it's quite complicated. But yeah, so my goal for this year is to understand that and to be able to profit from that, so that I don't have to rely only on Amazon alone.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say, you know, you don't want to only rely on Amazon. And just for everybody listening, you don't have to ever do anything with Facebook if you choose not to. So it's not like something that you have to learn by any means, and you could solely rely on Amazon's traffic in general when you're first getting started. So don't feel like you have to learn about all these other external traffic sources. I mean, that might be something as you establish your success on Amazon that you want to think about, because like you mentioned, you don't want to just rely on Amazon in general, because if you really want to take things to the next level, you're going to have to bring in some external traffic. And you know, that's going to allow you to be a little bit more successful in the long run once you kind of master that external traffic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you're starting out, you just focus only on one thing and make that great first before you move on to another thing. So for those who are just starting out, just get Amazon to work first. You don't have to worry about, you know, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook traffic, or anything like that. Just focus on Amazon and make it work and make a lot of money from that, and then leverage that and build other traffic sources.
And you mentioned you have a blog. I'll put that in the notes so people can kind of see. You got a few posts out there. Is this going to be a blog that you kind of actively update and post, or?
I'm not sure. It depends on my mood, seriously.
Okay, I'll put that in there. If people want to follow you and see your updates and things like that, I'll put that in there so they can check you out. Where else could people find you online? I mean, I actually found you. I remember you were posting in some Facebook groups, and you were kind of giving some words of encouragement to people, and you know, about your results, and that's kind of how I initially found you. Where can people find you online besides your blog? But do you have a Facebook group or a website or another website or anything that you can mention and how people can find you?
I think the easiest way to reach me is through my my personal Facebook page. Yeah, so maybe if you want to link it below. Yeah, I think you have my... Yeah, you do. Yeah, because we communicate via Facebook. Yeah, so you can use that, my personal page.
Okay. And before we kind of wrap things up here, any other things regarding Amazon, that any other tips or just things you want to mention to people about, you know, how to have some success on Amazon? You mentioned mindset, which I think is extremely important, because without that, you're kind of in, you know, if you're not in the right mindset, you're not setting yourself up for success. But anything else that you could recommend to people besides the mindset? Like, what, once they have the right mindset, what should they be doing?
Once they have that right, and also be productive, knowing how to be productive, then I guess they could start on Amazon right away. But they should follow just a few courses, Amazon courses.
Okay.
And not try to absorb information all the time. I'm not sure how to explain this. Wait. they should try to make it as simple as possible. So if you've already downloaded an Amazon course, then you should just stick to that, and then not try other courses. You know, just try to get that done and see the result. Because the thing is, most people have problems with focus, and they might absorb information all over the place, and they just don't stick to one system and prove that if that system's gonna work or not, you know. So so a lot of people might be in a lot of Facebook groups, and they just, you know, ask questions, or they read posts of people, and they watch YouTube videos, and then they take a look at this Amazon course, and, you know, they're kind of all over the place, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. So you kind of have to focus on a few things first, and then get that done and see the results. If the result isn't good, then you try another course and then stick to that, and then do not quit that until you get the result. And if it's still not good, and then you try another one, but you don't try everything in one place at the same time.
Gotcha. So just keep a narrow, keeping a narrow focus, because there's so much information out there. It's easy to get bombarded, right? There's, you know, a million different people trying to teach this and that, and sometimes the messages get mixed up. But yeah, if for all the listeners out there, if you have a course or what have you, and people have had success with that course, just follow it to the T, and you should easily be able to replicate the success that others have had. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. But ultimately, it's just about taking action, right, Mac? Like, you just, you know, sometimes people read and watch YouTube videos, and they listen to all these podcasts or whatever it might be, and they just keep doing that over and over and over again, but they never actually take action. So obviously, the first thing, besides having the right mindset, is you just got to take action. Just take some baby steps, but just move yourself forward with that momentum, and just one foot in front of the next, right?
They should take it step by step at a time, and not rush things, and be prepared, but not too prepared. Because if you're too prepared, then you're not going to get anything done, you know, because you're just going to keep studying and studying. So just be prepared, just like 60% prepared, and then go for it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're kind of running out of time here, but I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the Private Labeler Show. Really appreciate it. Do you got any, where's the next place you're going to travel to? You said you're just in Vietnam, but do you have somewhere else on the map that you're thinking about in the near future?
I want to cover the Asian region. So maybe I'm going to go to Singapore, because it's really close to Bangkok. And maybe like Philippines, where my VA lives, so I might pay her a visit. So around here first, and then maybe America next.
All right. Yeah. So if you ever come to America, let me know. That'd be awesome. So
yeah.
Appreciate your time, Mac. And we're just gonna kind of end it there. And I'll put all the, whatever we talked about for the listeners, I'll put in the show notes so that they don't have to remember all that. I'll just put everything down there. And I appreciate it. And hopefully you have some continued success in 2016 and get some more traveling done.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yep, later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.